West, Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Georgia Department of Corrections officials on Tuesday said they're conducting a review to determine if any internal or external breakdowns occurred as it relates to protocols and policy that may have contributed to a Carrollton man convicted this past November of voluntary manslaughter for killing his brother-in-law in 2018, walking off his work detail in Atlanta last Friday. 36-year-old Melvin Barkley has been on the run since February the 2nd. That's when officials say Barkley, who is serving a 30-year sentence without the possibility of parole for stabbing another man to death, failed to return to his correctional facility from a work program. Barkley pleaded guilty last year to multiple counts related to the fatal stabbing of 23-year-old Tyler Waters. The Department of Corrections said Tuesday the fugitive unit is actively pursuing leads, and we will provide updates on Barkley as they become available. Well, legendary record producer Bremen native Harold Shedd paying tribute to his friend, country music star Toby Keith on Tuesday. Keith passed away this week at the age of 62 following a battle with stomach cancer. Shedd, who is credited with discovering Keith and being a producer on Keith's debut album in 1993, told me that he will miss his talented friend of 30-plus years.
He's a great American, and he's a patriotic soul. The listeners not only lost, but the industry has lost a giant also.
Now, Shedd signed Keith to Mercury Records in Nashville and released his debut album in 1993. Shedd said he learned about Keith from a flight attendant who handed him a cassette tape with Keith's demos.
I was on a flight from L.A. to Nashville, and the flight attendant approached me, and she said, "Well, I hope you don't mind, but I have a friend that sings." And I said, "Have him send me a tape, and I'll listen to his songs." And she came back with, "I have one with me." She was actually from New Mexico and had met Toby playing the college circuit with his band. They were struggling and doing bar gigs and Saturday night special things.
So Shedd got off the plane, popped the cassette into his car stereo. He said he was so impressed he got on another plane that same day and flew to hear Keith in a hotel bar in Oklahoma City.
I went back to Oklahoma City to see him live. And the first night I was there, I was really knocked out with his writing as well as his vocal ability and his attitude. And it was not traditional. It was not rock and roll. Didn't necessarily fit any mold of anything that was going on at that time. So we got him a deal structured and came into Nashville and started to work in the studio toward the first album.
And the album's first single, Should Have Been a Cowboy, went on to number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. Shedd concluded his tribute on Tuesday, adding that Toby made all of us aspire to be cowboys in our own world. We are all toasting you, Toby, with a red solo cup today. A local Superior Court judge and a local writer are teaming up to bring to the stage Montgomery the Musical at the Carrollton Center for the Arts, February the 16th through the 18th. Written by Dennis Blackman and Regina Wells, this musical is the epic love story of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, framed by the fires of the American Civil Rights era.
It definitely is based on true events, based on true, real people who lived and breathed and fought through the struggle. And I like to say that to me, the story is about the choices and challenges of those during that time, what pushed them to do the things that they did to give us some of the rights that we have today.
Wells and Judge Blackman were guests on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice program. Blackman says the story features a newlywed couple that finds themselves thrust into the battle against segregation and racial injustice. That entire Community Voice interview now archived online at Newstalk1330.com. Carrollton City Council this week approving a rezoning request within the Canterbury Villas subdivision near Noonan Road that will allow for the construction of 64 single-family homes ranging in size from 1,600 to 3,000 square feet. As part of the approval, the city requires that developers add streetscape trees, construct homes with floor plans that accommodate two-car garages, parking and yards be prohibited, and that an HOA be established before any certificates of occupancy are issued. The development will also feature a new restroom along the greenbelt. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.